Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pin that like that. Here you go.
We got on?
Not on, is it?
Pin it on.
All right. In the car, driving.
Driving in the car.
Driving in the car, car, car.
This is a song we do when we're driving in the car and we haven't hit anyone. If we hit someone, we'd stop singing.
Do we just sing a different song?
I don't know. I've never hit anyone, have you?
No.
What happened on the 25th of December?
Christmas.
Yeah. But what happened on the 12th of October, Dad?
I have no idea.
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Was raining.
Do you? It was raining.
You couldn't see. You checked your phone.
What did I check my phone for? I couldn't see. Surely I wouldn't pick up my phone
when the
visibility was poor. I mean, I wouldn't pick up my phone anyway, but I would even be less likely to do so.
You were trying to get a light so you could see.
In my car.
Yeah.
As I was driving. I was trying to add an extra light to the...
Yeah.
Just out the window. I was trying to put my phone torch on and just shine it out the windscreen.
Yes.
Okay. Hypothetically, this is all things I have done.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't try and divert from it by saying hypothetically, Dad.
Okay. Allegedly, these are things that I did on the 12th. But, okay. Well, while being, technically not illegal, technically very illegal still, you shouldn't touch your phone in the car. You mustn't touch your phone in your car.
Why are you stuttering?
I didn't hit anyone.
That's what you said.
I didn't hit anyone. Did I hit someone?
I don't know.
You just
ask their wife.
Oh, ask their wife.
They're here right now. Da 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 da.
The wife's here. It's time to see. The person I allegedly hit.
It's widow confrontation station. It's widow confrontation station. What happened to my Charlie?
I'm sorry, Miss Lady. I've never met you before in my life. I've no idea what happened to anyone named Charlie. I don't actually know anyone named Charlie.
You don't know anyone named Charlie?
Never heard of him.
Well, they're here right now. Da 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 da. It's a guy who actually didn't get hit by the car, but almost did because he was driving really recklessly. Confrontation station. And then he just got lost in the woods right after, and that's why his supposed widow didn't know where he was. Conference station.
Oh, so you're some guy called Charlie, eh?
Oh yeah, I'm Charlie.
Right. Why'd you run off into the woods, Charlie?
I ran off to the woods because I was.
What happened? You see an opportunity to start another life? See an opportunity to get away from that wife of yours, Charlie? Is that what you saw?
Yeah.
Thought that was a near miss, even though it wasn't. It definitely didn't
happen. I wished I got here.
And you just wished and wished and wished real hard until you ran into the bushes. Is that what happened, Charlie?
Yes.
You're kind of a dick, aren't you, Charlie?
Yeah, well, you sort of made it happen a bit as well, though.
I think you're a bad man, Charlie.
You are as well.
I may not be the best man, but you are a bad man.
You would never be my best man.
Well, no, I wouldn't be your best man. One, you're already married. And two, we don't know each other.
My best man was Donnie Flames.
Dunny Flames.
Dunny
Flames.
Dunny.
He was just an explosion in a toilet.
No, Donovan.
Donovan
is nothing like an explosion in a toilet.
They called him Dunny Flames.
You take that back. You don't talk about Donovan that way.
One day he was on a long drop toilet out in the bush.
No, he wasn't.
And he thought,
I've been on this toilet for a long time.
He thought to himself, I've been on this dunny for a very long time. Maybe I will roll myself a bit of a cigarette. And then what happened?
Not true.
He lit that cigarette and bam! Caused flames to shoot out the little moon carving in the door of the toilet.
Woof!
It went. And then he had no hair or eyebrows. And no hair anywhere, actually. And that's why they call him Dunny Flames.
And he was dead. Oh. He was dead afterwards. Well, actually, he meant he went missing. But his wife's here tonight. Da 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 da. Da, 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 da. It's
Mrs. Dunny Flames.
It's Mrs. Dunny Flames. That is her. That's her last name.
What, Flames or Dunny Flames?
Dunny Flames. She
so
took it back.
Like Mildred Dunny Flames.
She took it back after her husband.
What do you mean
died.
Took it back?
Yeah, her other name was Mrs. Jones, but she's going back to Dunny. It was a crazy coincidence that his
Wait, what?
That
he got. She got married. Her name was Mildred Dunny Flames.
Yeah.
She got married to Phil Dunny Flames.
No, Donovan.
Donovan Dunny Flames.
No, Donovan
Dunny
Jones.
Flames.
Donovan Jones.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then Dunny Flames was just his nickname. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But it was her last name, and now she's taking it back. And so that's how that works. Anyway, so please welcome Mildred Dunny Flames. Da 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 da. So are you saying my husband isn't dead?
Well, yeah, he burned off all his hair down there and up there and his eyebrows and stuff. He was quite embarrassed, singed all his clothes. But, look, there were reports of him just running off naked into the bushes.
How do you know about this?
Oh, I read it on Yahoo News.
Yahoo News?
Yeah.
Well, I guess Yahoo News is the best news outlet. Thank you for listening to this week's ad for Yahoo News. The best place to get all of your news from. Better than, what are some other newspapers? The Sun.
Yeah.
The New York Times.
Yep.
The Daily Mail.
Those are all papers.
Better than all of those.
Yep. Do you call them papers? I think all the ones you just mentioned still do physical papers. Are they called news outlets now?
I might call them news outlets. I won't call them just papers. I'd say newspapers sometimes, but never just papers, because the paper thing isn't factoring in. But the news factors in enough, I think, that you can say papers. That's what I think, at least. Don't come at me!
Okay, I won't.
Anyway, yeah. So that was the ad. Now we can get into some real talk.
Yeah, somebody's been pulled over. Talk. We're seeing a policeman.
They got pulled over for reckless driving. They're in a little Jeep.
They're in a little Jeep and they're a P-plater and they're being told. He's like, mate, you can't. The P-plater looked like he was arguing back.
Little Jeep, more like Big Trouble, because he's in big trouble.
He's in big trouble with the police.
He's in big trouble.
I don't know. The policeman, like, he didn't have his gun drawn.
No.
Don't you think it's odd? Like, Australian police, they've all got guns and tasers. You never see them pull them out, ever. American cops, though, see them pulling those guns out all the time. Here's my gun.
I think this is too real talk, Dad.
Oh, okay. This is... Yeah, okay.
Uh-oh.
So, what did you do? What do you mean? Where you been? Why am I driving, picking you up?
Why are you picking me up?
Yeah.
So one night, like a guy, he sort of drove past and he almost hit me. And I thought, man, if I was presumed dead, then I could finally get away from my darn wife. Ew!
Oh, okay.
So then I ran off into the woods again. And that's what I did. And that inspired me to write a very good ad for Yahoo News. That's what happened. It was real good.
You know what's another thing people do in the car?
What?
What's the classic car game?
I spy.
It's I spy!
I spy.
All right, you go first.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with T.
Is it trees?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny because I didn't do very well.
No, is that why it's funny, is it?
Yeah, that makes it funny.
Okay. I spy with my little eye something beginning with T.
Is it trees?
Yeah.
Oh, we're so funny.
Oh, it's your turn.
We're so funny. Okay. I spy with my little eye something beginning with T.
I'm thinking maybe, I'm just hazarding a guess here, that it might be trees.
Close enough. It was the tree. The tree.
I think it was gonna be the trees. I think you have to go TT. Like if there's two words in your answer, you have to like be.
Not if they both start with a T.
Okay. Here we go. I spy with my little eye something beginning with TB. Oh no, you actually have to play.
Tree bark.
See, that would work. That's not what I spy, but yes.
Okay, that fits the ramification. I guess I completed the task then, right?
No, but that's not what I spy. It's a good example of TB.
You're not spying it?
But that's not what I'm spying
you
with
are?
My
eye. You could see it.
I can see it right now.
There's tree marks all around.
Yeah, but I'm not even concentrating on that. I'm concentrating on something much
spying?
More immediate.
You should be concentrating on the road.
I am.
Is it the broad?
The broad.
Is it the broad?
No, I'm not. I'm concentrating on the road. I'm watching something affixed before me, and that thing has a thing on it.
Toolbar.
No, that starts with TB. Going away now. Oh no.
Tiny.
That car is turning off.
What type of car is it?
It's got on the back, right at the bottom at the back.
Toolbar.
No, it's got a tow ball.
Oh, tow ball.
What's a toolbar?
I don't know. I thought it was a thing.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of
bull. You just don't know car parts.
I don't know much about cars.
All right, name all the car parts that you can think of.
Wheel number one.
Okay, yep, wheel.
Wheel number two.
Oh, you can't know.
Wheel number three.
All right.
Windscreen.
Okay.
Air vents.
Yep.
Indicator.
Indicator's a good one. That's a vital part.
Rear vision mirror.
That's a good one. You got to check those.
Passenger seat.
You don't need them. In fact, this one ejects. Anyway, still here.
I just felt like screaming a little bit.
Okay.
And then like making it so.
Do you know how motors work? How engines work in cars?
They're combustion. Are they still combustion? They're still kicking around with the combustion ones?
Oh, this car, for sure.
They still do combustions?
Yeah, they're still doing combustions.
I wish they have made it.
They're not all combustions. Well, they have. They've made electrics. They ain't combustions.
They don't explode?
No explosions in electric car.
That's lame.
Yeah, I think so.
Don't buy an electric car.
Okay. Why are you against the environment?
Yeah.
Do you hate the environment?
I just hate the color green. And everyone's always like, think green and stuff. And I'm like, no. Green is not as good as the following colors. Lilac, puce, maroon, stormy grey.
Hold on a second.
And
we were looking at a car just yesterday. We were looking at a car.
I see cars almost every day.
Yeah, but we were looking
not
at
to brag.
We were looking at a car that you might end up driving around, and it was very green. It was nearly neon.
It was nearly neon.
Nearly neon green.
Hey, to that I say, I'm a complicated guy. Okay.
Okay.
You know, I do not like cheese.
You do not like cheese.
I do not like cheese.
You do not. Like cheese.
Yeah, I eat donuts like they're cheese. Like I put them on little sticks.
You put donuts on toothpicks?
Yeah.
Do you eat donuts with like crackers and maybe a little bit of processed meat?
Yeah, it's a good alternative.
Do you like donuts with cocktail olives?
It's a good alternative eating the donuts.
Onions.
Yeah.
Cocktail onions.
It's a good alternative to eating the cheese because I don't like cheese. Anyway, I don't like cheese.
Donuts is a better substitute for cheese.
Than tetanus.
It's a better substitute for cheese than tetanus.
Yep. Tetanus.
It actually is a better substitute than the disease tetanus.
If you were rhyming, it wouldn't be, because then you'd go, my name is Big Cheese. I'll cut you and leave tetanus disease. Tetanus, if my name is Big Donut and I cut you and I leave tetanus disease, that doesn't rhyme.
Why is tetanus involved in both rhymes? Shouldn't you be like, if donut is the replacement for tetanus, shouldn't it
no,
be...
No, donut is the replacement for cheese. Wait, cheese. No, yeah.
Because you were saying cheese. You were rhyming tetanus with cheese.
I cut you and leave donut.
Yeah. You're right. Tetanus is a better rhyme.
It's a better rhyme, but everywhere. Eating it,
you
no.
You cut me and leave donut disease. Actually, donut disease sounds pretty gross.
Sounds like there's rings all over you.
Sounds like donut disease sounds like a street slang for ringworm.
Anyway, so as I was saying,
I'd rather have ringworm than tetanus, though.
As I was saying, I'm a complicated guy. I don't like cheese.
Yeah.
But I also don't like cheese. I hate cheese. No, I don't. I don't like it though much.
What? Okay,
so I'm a complicated guy, Dad.
Given the choice,
as I just mentioned,
given the choice, you would not have cheese on things. But if cheese is on there, it's not.
I'm a complicated guy. I don't like cheese.
I'm just trying to work out your relationship with cheese.
But pizza's still good. How crazy is that? That's what I was trying to say. That's what I was trying to say this entire time. You kept on cutting me off. Let me speak, Dad.
Why? Everything that comes out your mouth is weird.
I got the magic in me, that's why.
Oh, no.
I can't sing that, can I?
I think you should have sung, there is magic in cheese.
There isn't, though.
But only if it's on a pizza.
Scroll.
It turns into gold.
Everybody knows there's contained magic in cheese, but only on a pizza scroll, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good. I think we should add that. I think that last line was redundant. I don't think we need to add that.
What?
I don't like cheese as a punchline to jokes. I think it's sort of overdone. Maybe we should bleep out all the references to cheese.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Maybe.
Can we do that? But yeah, I like pizza.
I like pizza.
Sometimes I think about the fact that it's got cheese on it. I'm like, man, I'm so inconsistent. I'm a crazy dude.
Yeah.
That's like if I didn't like the color purple, but I had like a...
You don't like the color purple?
No, I don't like the color
the
green.
The seminal movie starring Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't like the color green.
Oprah Winfrey's in that. Did you know that? Oprah Winfrey's in the color purple.
I don't really know about the color purple. Is it new?
Nah, it's an old film. Oh, they've done a new version.
I think I saw a new ad for that. I've only seen that.
Pretty rough sort of a film.
Okay.
Yeah. It's about a lady who lives with her husband, and her husband's very abusive. And I think the title comes from the... I don't know. I can't... It's been so long since I've seen it. I'm sure there's some other symbolism, but there was definitely a lot of black eyes in that film. Like, bruises and stuff. And maybe not just black eyes, like bruises everywhere. I think that might have been the color purple. I really hope that there was a deeper symbolism than if you get beaten by someone, you get bruises.
Probably had something.
Anyway, Oprah Winfrey was in that film.
Oprah!
And Whoopi Goldberg. It was a powerful film. It was serious. And Whoopi didn't make any jokes.
Whoopi makes jokes sometimes.
Her name's Whoopi.
Oh, yeah. What's the funniest of, like, the classic sort of gaggy prank things?
Oh, well, you mean like itching powder or...
Yeah.
Itching powder is pretty funny because it's just very small bits of fiberglass.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Sneezing powder was just white pepper.
Fiberglass.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh.
It's pretty itchy too.
Oh.
It's pretty itchy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what was in itching powder, but I thought itching powder sounds terrible. Doesn't sound fun.
Like the whoopee cushion. Whoopee cushion's probably lasted. Whoopee cushion's, speaking of whoopee, a whoopee cushion is pretty, nobody really gets hurt. It is funny. Farts are funny. Fight me if you think they're not.
They are funny.
They are funny.
I'll fight you. Lasers go.
Oh, I blocked you with my whoopee cushion because your lasers are lame.
Oh, yeah, well, I've got a whoopee cushion breaker that can break your laser, your whoopee cushion.
You know what a whoopee cushion breaker is? Just a real big butt.
You're
sit down too quick on a blown up whoopee cushion and you pop it.
You're a real big butt.
Hey.
Anyway,
whoopee cushions are pretty cool.
I like the chattering teeth.
Oh, it's not really a gag. I suppose it's a gag. It's a gag. It's not a joke. It's not a prank. It's a gag.
But what's really the...
I used to have a set of chattering teeth. I thought they were really cool.
Yeah, but what is really the gag there?
It's just they wind up and then they hop along and the teeth chatter.
Like they're cool.
And then they
cool.
put them in the Batman games as the Joker. Joker sort of put chattering teeth everywhere. And then they became a bit more sinister. But I kind of liked the chattering teeth. I thought they were fun.
Yeah, like they... Do they bite people?
Nah, they can't.
Can't really bite people.
Maybe in the cartoons,
they
but
can
not
bite
real.
People in the cartoons. I think in an episode of Dennis the Menace, they probably would...
In an episode of Dennis the Menace. They would have just used Mr. Wilson's false teeth.
No, Mr. different. Wilson the other false. Dennis the Menace.
What other Dennis the Menace?
The one
Dennis
with spiky hair.
Oh, the British.
Yeah, the Beano.
Dennis from the Beano comics.
Yes.
Yeah, he would have done that for sure. Dennis and Nasher.
Yeah.
They changed it from Dennis the Menace to Dennis and Nasher.
For new.
Yeah, for new, because he's got a dog called Nasher.
Nasher.
Yeah.
Is that spelled with a G? Call in if you think it's spelled with a G.
Yeah. I mean, you can try calling.
But we won't answer. Unless we know you.
You could send an email.
But we won't answer.
Oh, will.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I type back to anyone.
Oh, yeah?
No, you got no problem with that.
What if they said, please don't type anything back. Please don't.
I will just send back one letter K. You can see that car go across. Oh, there's another one.
Yeah.
I thought it was a train.
Chugga chugga.
Choo-choo. Get on board the sweet and salty roundabout.
Sweet and salty roundabout.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's the Junkies podcast starring Kitty Flanagan, Dave O'Neill.
Oh, Junkies is such a good podcast.
It's such a good podcast. All they do is eat lollies, but it's no good because then I want to eat lollies.
So many good episodes, so much banter, you know.
Yeah, they eat. They eat crisps, they eat chippies, they eat...
Yeah.
They eat candies. They eat popcorns. What else do they make?
They eat Sour Patch Kids.
They eat the Sour Patch Kids, and Kitty doesn't like the purple ones for some reason.
It's crazy.
Yeah. If you're gonna be upset about any color, Ollie, which colors are the worst? Like generally, if you're diving into a bag of sweets, right? Mixed bag, or like Snakes Alive, or Sour Patch Kids, or whatever.
I like...
And you get in there and you're going, right, these are the flavours that I like, and these are the flavours I might have to avoid. I don't know, haven't tried them, but I'm going to try them last. What are those flavours?
I like all of them. I think maybe sometimes I'm not in the mood for orange, but I can get behind them, definitely.
Oh my God, not in the mood for orange. Orange is the only one I will eat every time.
You won't eat the other ones every time.
No. I mean, like...
You'll have them.
Yeah, orange is the one that I'm never disappointed with.
You're gunning for. I'm like gun for perp.
Really?
I'm like gun for perp.
Perp can be so many different flavours, like grape.
Yeah, mate. I like the sort of more grapey sort of stuff.
Right.
I'm not...
So you could hang out with Kitty Flanagan and eat all the ones she didn't like.
Yeah, I could. You should check out the Junkies podcast. They're just sort of starting out, you know.
No, they're not.
Shout out to the Junkies podcast. Shout out to this little guy. He's a good friend of mine. Joe Rogan. He's got his own.
He's got his own podcast now, doesn't he?
He's got his own podcast.
Little Joe Rogan.
Yeah, everyone's doing them now.
Everyone's doing podcasts.
Everyone's doing them now. We were there before there were a million.
Yeah,
no,
sort of.
Before there were a billion.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, so
We were definitely doing it before the pandemic.
Yes.
If anything, we did less during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't have time. Too busy sneezing.
Too busy working, because we were the only people. I was the only people working during the pandemic.
I was too busy sneezing.
Were you?
Yeah, I sneezed a bunch.
Why?
Sneezing powder.
Oh no, not white pepper.
White pepper.
Oh man.
Do you mean salt?
No, white pepper's not salt.
Oh, pepper's black, and then the white pepper is like salt.
Oh.
Like someone said, oh, can you pass me the black salt? You'd be like, yeah, I'll give you the pepper.
No, I wouldn't.
That's what you would be like.
No, I'd say I don't have any black salt. Here's some pink stuff, though.
You've got pink salt.
Pink salt. It's a little bit rusty.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's why it's got. That's why Himalayan salt is pink. It has. If you're buying Himalayan salt, make sure you get stuff with iodine added. Otherwise, if you're using Himalayan salt, it doesn't have any iodine in it, and iodine's really important, so you don't have lots of things.
Tetanus disease.
Nothing to do with tetanus.
I mean donuts.
No, nothing to do with them.
I think that was a bit contrived.
But there. The pink bit is just like. It is rust.
Yeah. Sorry, I felt a bit contrived there when I did the whole, like, say one thing and then say I mean and then say a different thing.
What was that?
That feels a bit contrived.
Was it?
That. You know when you go, like, you know, in, like when someone goes, like, oh, I've got to put on my underwear. I mean shoes, in, like, a joke, and it's a bit on the nose for me, my life.
Who does that? Oh, I've got to put on my underwear. Oh, I mean shoes.
Yeah, like, that was just an example. I couldn't think of a specific.
Oh, you mean, like, when somebody goes, oh.
I got to do something. I mean another thing, because that's not how you, like, stumble over words when you're trying to think of a different one.
It's like if somebody goes, I'm going to kiss you. I mean. Kill your sister.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I think the I mean is very contrived.
Like, I mean is a contrived joke.
I'd rather do. Kill your sister. I even do that rather than the other one. Kill your sister. I do that one, or I do
I don't think we should kill anyone's sister.
Yeah, well, you brought it up. You schmuck.
You're a schmuck. Is that someone's big house? What is that?
That looks like a big house. It's got some old... It's attached to an old shed.
Pretty cool. Big house, old shed.
Big house, old shed. Big house, old shed.
Are you saying big house or big ass? Big ass, old shed.
I'm saying big house.
Big hat. House.
Big house, old shed, big mustache, weird eyes, nose, heads, shoulders,
knees and toes.
No toes.
And no knees.
No toes and no knees.
Yep.
Who's got no toes or knees?
Oh,
do they have ankles still?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Just ankles.
So they've got like thigh.
Thigh.
Do they have shins and calves?
Yeah, shins, calves,
ankles. Rest of the foot?
Rest of the foot. No toes. Instead of toes, they've got
That's not the bit I'm having trouble.
They've
with.
Got like. Tank little mini tank tracks.
Just should on
I've
the front.
Mentioned that? Like, yeah, little.
Do they run? So if under they go the feet?
On, no, they don't go under the feet.
It's they're just for on, going up. They're things just in on front the front.
Yeah, so if they go on the tippy toes, they can move.
So they, so instead of stubbing them. Things, they just whoop off the yeah, instead yeah, of yeah, like stubbing fly. Where their toes would be if they kick a rock.
That's why they rolls did up it. It. That's why they did it.
Yeah, but why? Why have they removed their knee? They're just walking around straight legged.
Also, you can bang your knees. We've all banged our knees.
That's true. Yeah. You can bang your knees, and so they've just taken the knees off.
Yeah.
So they've just got straight legs.
Yeah.
Less likely to bang them.
Yeah.
Why didn't they opt for the tank tread option? Just like the toe, tank treads on the knees.
Oh, no, they did. Sorry, I misheard you.
Oh!
They did, they did get the tank treads. I got the tank treads.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.